The University of Florida, the defending national champions, rode a pair of strong early rounds and then held on late to take home the 44th playing of the Schenkel Invitational, held at Forest Heights Country Club. It marked the fifth time the Gators have won the prestigious event, but the first since 2017. South Carolina's Nathan Franks went 69-66-68=203 to take medalist honors, overcoming a one-shot deficit entering the day. He won individual honors by 3 strokes over Florida's Parker Bell, West Virginia's Max Green and Wisconsin's Daniel Oz. Franks is the 3rd Gamecock to win the Schenkel and the 1st since George Brian IV in 2008. Georgia Southern, the 2-time defending champions and the host school, bettered 5 schools ranked ahead of them in the latest ClipDeed rankings, number 25 Mississippi State, number 54 Florida Gulf Coast, number 58 South Carolina, #66 NC State and number 67 Kentucky, to finish 4th and claim its 23rd top 5 finish in tournament history. The Eagles, who played with 4 new lineup members from a year ago, were led for the tournament by Hayden Carner, 208, T5th. Parker Claxton, 209, T7th, and Hogan Ingram and Brantley Baker, 213, T23rd. Notre Dame, -23, recorded its 3rd top 5 finish in program history, tying its best finish of 2nd that it set in 2022. Middle Tennessee finished 3rd, 2 shots behind the Fighting Irish. On Sunday, Ingram used 6 birdies to lead the Eagles with a season-low 68. It marked the 2nd tournament in which he shot a 213, -3. Claxton shot a 70, -2, with 6 birdies, Reese Coleman shot a 71, -1, with 3 birdies, and Luke Koenig carded an even par 72 with 4 birdies. Carner and Claxton tied for 5th place in par 3, scoring for the event at -2, while Claxton finished tied for 4th in par 4, scoring at -2. Claxton finished the weekend with a season-high 15 birdies, tied for the 7th most in the 84-player field. Carner had 14 birdies and Brantley Baker had a season-high 13. 11 participating teams were ranked in the top 100 nationally, according to ClipDeed. Florida, number 17, Mississippi State, number 25, Notre Dame, number 29, Florida Gulf Coast, number 54, South Carolina, number 58, NC State, number 66, Kentucky, number 67, Middle Tennessee, number 78, Georgia Southern, number 90, Wisconsin, number 96, and West Virginia, number 97. Individually, 8 competitors were ranked in ClipDeed Top 100 in Kentucky's Alex Golf, number 14, Florida's Ian Gilligan, number 17, Mississippi State's Hunter Logan, number 50, Florida's Tyler Wilkes, #60, Florida's Matthew Kress, number 73, Mississippi State's Drew Wilson, #86, Wisconsin's Cameron Huss, number 88, and the champion Franks, number 92. Scores: Team 286-277-284=847, -17, 4. Hayden Carner 70-65-73=208, -8, T5. Parker Claxton 72-67-70=209, -7, T7. Brantley Baker 70-70-73=213, -3, T23. Hogan Ingram 73-72-68=211, -3, T23. Reese Coleman 70-74-71=215, -1, T36. Bryson Jones 73-70-75=218, +2, T48. Luke Koenig 76-70-72=218, +2, T48. Lindsey Cordell 77-70-75=222, +6, T64. Ian Glanton 83-69-73=225, +9, T71. Luke Dasher 75-75-76 equals 226, plus 10, T74. Asterisk playing as individual. Words from Coach Carter Collins. There's a lot to be excited about from this week. First of all, thank you to Statesboro and Forest Heights for an incredible job. We couldn't be more proud to be a small part of this championship event. Also, I'm extremely proud of our team for handling everything as well as they did and fighting to the finish each round. There are a lot of special things ahead for this team and program. The future is bright and we are excited. Hail Southern! Next UP, the Eagles will be back in official action in 2 weeks, traveling to NC State to participate in the Stitch at Lonnie Pool Golf Club on April 12 and 13.